Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, what's up? It's Queen J. Welcome to Queen J Podcast on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and as long as it allows, Apple Podcasts. I'm just back for a few minutes. I did tell y'all that I was going to be coming once or twice a week. I said one episode during the weekdays, one episode during the weekend. So here I am, y'all. Let me tell y'all something. It is hot out there. So if you're in, I'm in South Carolina, so if you're anywhere in the South, wherever it's hot at, I hope that you're staying dehydrated, drinking that water, Powerade, Gatorade. I hope that you are getting cool because it is hot, hot out here. I'm just chilling out till it cools down. So, yes, y'all, it's like in the 80s. But it is supposed to cool down this week. So I think this week we're going to start feeling that spring weather here in South Carolina. But I hope everyone is having a wonderful Saturday. Blessings and peaceful vibes to everyone. Those that listen, those that don't listen, whatever part of the world that you are listening to me from. Let me just say this real quick before I start my topic, because I have to send some shout-outs. Let me just go to this page that I need to go to. Give me 1 second. Give me 1 second, guys. Let me, because I just want to say I thank everybody who tunes in the Queen J Podcast, everybody who listens, shares, whatever you do, even the clicks on the link. I appreciate it so very much. But I just want to say to all those who listen to me in the United States, this is from Blog Talk Radio Set. There's 88.78% of you that listen to me in the United States. There's 2.04% of you that listen to me in Mexico. There's 2.04 of you that listen to me in Brazil. There's 2.04 of you that listen to me in United Kingdom. And 1.02 of you that listen to me in Australia. But most of my listeners are in the United States. I just want to say thank you to everybody that tunes in the Queen J Podcast. It's such amazing to know that even though, like I always say, and I know I sound repetitive, but even though I stopped having guests and all this and that, and I've been doing solo for a while, that God, you're still tuned to my show. And I'm forever grateful and honored. And now that my podcast is now on iHeartRadio, I am so happy about that. I see some people listen to me on Firefox, browser, Blogtalk, Apple, Alexa Media Player. Any way that you listen to me, even if you download something, you know, to listen to my show, thank you. It never goes unnoticed, guys. It never goes unnoticed. It never does. There's things I wanted to do for my show that I didn't get to do. But it's okay. It's all right. You know, it is what it is. If I have nobody else that, you know, tuning in, I know that I work hard to do these podcasts. I've been podcasting going on 4 years now. Even though I start to give it up, I said, no, I can't do that. I can't do that because my podcast could always go in another direction, you know. One thing about two things for sure, you never know who's listening to your show, okay? I learned that last year. You never know who's listening to your show. So that's why I said last week in the episode, keep on pushing for it, keep on moving for it, because you never know, like I said, you never know who's listening to your podcast or your show or whatever it is that you're doing. All right, so anyway, y'all know I'm doing 30 minutes, so I got to talk, get to my topic. Today's topic, like I said, is Saturday, good vibes, fun vibes. But I want to do some real talk, a real conversation for about 25 minutes. The topic for today is givers and takers, okay? I have the hashtags of Real Talk Givers and Takers. Now, you might say, Queen J, go ahead and tell me what you're talking about. Y'all know I will. Y'all know I always do. So, givers and takers. When I talk about this topic, I just want to say you have some people that love to give and give freely from their heart and not want nothing back. Then you got, because there's a lot of ways that these two words can go. Then you got those that are takers that will just constantly take from you. They never give anything. They always want to take, 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 take. You have to know the difference. To me, personally, I'd rather be a giver because I know that whatever I give from my heart, I will get blessed back with it double time. You ever heard somebody say, I gave someone my last $5 and got blessed with $50? You know what I'm saying? Like, when a person is a giver, to me, a person that's a giver, a real giver, they don't even be looking for nothing back. They just give because they want to help. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes people give so they can get something back. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. But, and shout out to someone that told me this 2 weeks ago. Sometimes you have to give and not look for nothing in return. Because your blessing is, and this is not my quote, or I didn't say this. Sometimes your blessing come from not always money, okay? So there was a couple of people that I blessed with money, but my blessing may not come back in money. My blessing may come back in another form. I might get a new car, house, job, whatever it is. It ain't your, when you're a giver, your blessing ain't gonna always come back as, oh, I gave money. When you give your last or something, you might have gave somebody your last piece of food. You might have had your last meal, okay? And somebody came to you and said, I'm hungry. And you say, well, dang, this is my last meal, but I'm going to still share with them because I know how it is to not have food. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying anybody is going through this. I'm just saying in general. And then you might wonder that night and stress and say, where I'm going to get my food, next food meal from. I shared my meal with that person, but I'm not going to complain because I want them to eat too. Then next thing you know, you get a check in the mail for $500. You see what I'm saying? When you're a giver, sometimes even when you give your last, sometimes it comes back double fold. Being a giver, if I had to choose to be a giver and a taker, I'd be a giver. I'd be a giver because I want, it's not always about wanting something. It's not always about wanting something back. It's not always about wanting something back. It's about just helping someone. You know, being a giver and giving freely from your heart is a good thing. Sometimes people give because they want something in return. Like I said, there's nothing wrong with that. But you have to sometimes look at, some people don't always have to give back. Sometimes people have paid me back and they didn't have all the money to give me. I said, that's fine. Long, I saw that you tried to pay me. I'm not going to worry about the rest. Because, see, I know there's someone up above that always looks out for me. Okay? Now, a taker. I'm going to explain this like more than one way so you guys understand where I'm coming from. It's like someone told me that I'm always going to be given something. Like, I have a lot of people that always give me clothes or shoes. Like, ever since I was young, I want to say ever since I was one, somebody, up until now, I'm 33. People always give me clothes and shoes, mostly clothes, though. And that's been like that for 30-something years. You know? And I take that because it's given to me. They probably see I need it or probably see I can wear it. They don't want it anymore or might want to buy it for me, so I'm going to take it. But I'm also a person that will give. When you're a giver and a taker, that's a combination because you not only take things what people give you, but you also give to others. But then you got some people that just want to take from you. Anything that you want to give, I ain't talking about if you get from yourself. I'm talking about if they want to get. I'm going to say, for instance, somebody can come to me right now and say, I want $40. Okay, I give them $40. Next 3 weeks, they come with a story about another story they made up, another $40. Mind you, I ain't got last $40 that they said they was going to give me. I'm just making a random, statement. So, to me, that's the person that taking from me because they keep wanting to get all my money. Just making a random statement that it's towards nobody. I'm just making a, you know, example. That's a person that just want to take from you. They want to take from you. They never have nothing to give, never have nothing to offer. You know, can't never help you with nothing. When you call them and you need them, they're never there to help you. Those are the type of people I keep my distance from. Because if you take from me all the time and I give to you and you never, there's never nothing you can do for me, I consider you a taker. And I'm not talking about the good taker that accepts something that I give someone. I'm talking about the one that constantly getting stuff from me. The one that seems like it's kind of like you're trying to take advantage and use me. You know? And that's not a good, That's not good. So there's a difference between being a giver and a taker. To me, I want to be the type of person that gives to people from my heart without looking for nothing in return. If you say you're going to pay me back, then I might be looking for that. If you can't pay me back. See, I've always been the type of person like this. I've always said this, y'all. If you can't pay me back, it's to borrow money from me. All I ask is that you tell me what's going on. Why do we have to hide things? Why do we have to keep things? You know what I'm saying? Like, just tell me the situation. But I guess everybody doesn't know to do that. So, you know, it is what it is. My blessing still came. My blessing still comes. And that's the maturity of life. When you know that you still are good and covered. When you know that you're not lacking for nothing. There might be some things you need and some things you want, but it will come in time. This episode is not to throw nobody under the bus. This episode is not to throw any shade at nobody. I'm just speaking in general. If I help someone and they couldn't, you know, come back through, it's okay. I've learned to not get so upset if a person can't come back through for me or if they can't, you know, give me what I need at the time. Because who wants to walk around mad and miserable about something like that, y'all? But anyway, like I said, givers and takers, I would rather be someone that gives to someone and then if someone offers me something, I would take it. But I would also try to give that person back something else. You know, to show them that I'm not just a person who's always going to take things from you. I will also give to you as well. Because you don't want people to think, oh, they just take from me and they won't have nothing to offer me. Now, it's different when you don't want to be giving me stuff. Now, that's another thing. It's a difference when you're the one giving me stuff all the time. You know what I'm saying? But nobody wants to feel taken advantage of. Nobody wants to feel you. And nobody wants to feel mistreated. If you have somebody out there in your life, and I'm about to go down the route with this. If you have somebody out there in your life that's helping you, you get what I'm saying? That's being there for you, telling you, look, I don't want nothing. You just take this, take that. And they're telling you to really take that, what they're trying to help you and give you. You got to appreciate those people and ask the Lord or whoever you pray to. Because I know people have different gods. But ask whoever you pray to, say, look, I need to give this person something. You know, sometimes, I know for me, sometimes I just want to show my appreciation. You understand what I'm saying? Sometimes I just want to show people, hey, I'm appreciative of what you gave me. Okay? I'm appreciative of what you gave me. I'm happy about what you gave me. So I want to bless you back with this. You get what I'm saying? I want to bless you back with this. I want to bless you back with this. So anyway, I just, you know, I don't know if anybody will listen to this or understand what, you know, what I'm talking about. But basically all I'm saying is this. To me, I'd rather be a giver than and a taker, because if somebody was nice enough to bless me with something, I want to receive it with kindness. I want to receive it. Sometimes when people give us things, we take it as offensive, or you're trying to say I don't have clothes. Don't look at it like that. Sometimes people just want to buy it, see something. Sometimes I walk in the store and see something for somebody, and say my mom and say, dang, I want to give her that. It's not about trying to say she'll have clothes, but just something nice that I want to bless her with. Because I'm telling you, if you get her, my mom, she has a dressing pants. She only wears dresses and skirts. That's all she wears, dresses and skirts. That's it. And I promise you, if I next month is Mother's Day, if I order her a nice dress or skirt and she can fit it, oh, she's going to wear it. She's going to rock it. And she's going to show her appreciation. You know what I'm saying? We have to also start showing our appreciation when people do things for us. Even if we didn't ask for it. Okay? All right, y'all. I'm about to get ready to go in a minute. I hope what this said, somebody listen to this to understand what a giver and a taker is, and understand what I was saying. You know, there's a good side to being a taker. There's also a bad side to being a taker. There's always good sides to being a giver, but sometimes you have to understand that not everything comes back in the form of money. Some things come in a different form to bless you and elevate you. I hope y'all have a wonderful Saturday. Y'all probably won't hear from me again Monday. I might do another episode later. I don't know yet. I might delete this one. I don't know yet, depending on how I feel. Also, keep a reminder that this podcast is also on iHeartRadio. Hey to all my iHeartRadio listeners. This podcast is also on Amazon Music. So if you like Amazon Music, please make sure you listen to Queen J Podcast on Amazon Music. This podcast, excuse me, y'all. This podcast is also on Apple Music, but I don't know how long, but right now it's on Apple Music. And this podcast is on blogtalkradio.com/QueenJ256, y'all. Y'all, guess what I found out real quick before I go? I found out that some of my shows have ads now. There's a gospel song that says, I don't know how. Okay. But, every other episode I do have an ad, so this one probably won't have an ad, but the next one will. And I'm trying to figure out where that came from, but I'm content with it. I'm cool with it. But every other show I do now has ads, so that's pretty cool. So if I have ads in my show, that means I'm getting paid somehow. But let me just say that this real quick. I do not do this for money. I've been asked to get paid for this. I don't do this for money because I don't have the listeners that I used to, the audience that I used to, which is not about the, it's, like I always tell y'all, it's never about the listens. It's always about the fact that you guys tune into my show, and what do I always say? I'm forever grateful. But I just don't, you know, I just do this for just enjoyment. I just love getting on here, running my mouth, talking about topics, making y'all laugh, whatever the case is, you know. Hoping that certain episodes reach certain people, not like certain individuals, but like there might be something that was said in the show that somebody could get help from, or maybe somebody to hear my testimony about something, or maybe somebody just needed to hear my view or opinion about something. And so I just love to do podcasts. And for anybody out there, because this question was asked to me 3 years ago, someone asked me, no, this is 2 years ago. Someone asked me, what is the most important thing to remember when podcasting? The most important, and I never got a chance to answer the question, the most important thing to remember when you're podcasting, because I think the way they asked me was, what steps do they need to take to be a successful podcaster? The main thing I always tell people is to be yourself, okay? Don't try to be another person, okay? I'm going to say it like that. Don't try to be another person. You be yourself. Because if you're looking for your audience to grow, it will grow when you're yourself. When people know the real you, even if they never met you, but just listening to your show, if they get that sense that you're being real, they're going to keep tuning in. You know what I'm saying? Being yourself is showing that you are being you. You don't care if it sounds terrible. You don't care if it sounds, you don't care. You just don't care how it looks to others. As long as you know that you're being yourself. You're being yourself. And being yourself, being real and being yourself is the way that you'll have a successful podcast, in my opinion. So that is the advice that I would give. I'm Queen J, real name Jaleesa. I never try to be a duplicate. I never try to be like nobody else on their show. I'm just doing me. The way I do my show has never changed. My voice might change sometimes, but myself personally never changed. I'm always me. And that's what's going to help you be successful. Even if you're not doing a podcast, just with anything, be yourself. Anything that you're doing, remember to be yourself. I think that's one of the realest things I could tell y'all in trying to be successful in something. Okay? These pop rap artists and R&B artists and gospel artists, they didn't try to be better. Jacqueline Carter didn't try to be like Donna McClurkin. Donna McClurkin didn't try to be like Rance Allen. I'm just making examples. And hey, y'all, I love y'all music. But I'm just saying, like, they be themselves. They be themselves. You know what I'm saying? They be themselves, and when it comes to gospel, they do what God tells them to do. They're themselves. So when it comes to podcasting, y'all, if you're starting a new show, man, be yourself. Do your thing. Whatever your ideas are, don't worry about how it looks to others. You just do your thing, because eventually people are going to launch on to that. They're going to say, dang, I wonder when that show coming back again. I'm interested in the next topic. I'm interested. My show came a long way, y'all. 1,000 listens. I remember when I started, I was only at 100 or 200 listens. My show came a long way. And it's not done with yet. And I can't believe that I wanted to quit. I can't believe that I wanted to throw in the towel. Yes, I'm doing solo shows right now. But I can't throw in the towel. I can't quit. I can't do that. And shout out to my good dad, who I'm going to hang with later. I love him so much. He told me last night, he said, baby girl, he always called me little girl. He said, little girl, you can't quit. You can't give up. Don't let no stress or nothing come against you. So I want to share that same message to someone else. You can't quit. You can't give up. I always tell y'all, when I tell y'all something, I'm not just telling y'all something myself too, but also don't look at the messenger. Just think about the message. You cannot quit because something seems too hard to deal with or handle. You have to keep going and moving forward. You have to keep going and move forward. You cannot give up. This is not the time to quit. This is not the time to back down. This is not the time to stop. It's about time. You got to keep pushing forward. You got to keep pushing forward. So sometimes you could be almost at the... Sometimes you could, I'm trying to get my words out, y'all. I got a few minutes. I don't even know how I got this time, but if y'all been listening to me, y'all know sometimes we will deviate and go another whole route. Sometimes you may want to go down one path and God have another path destined for you. Sometimes you thought one person was your lover forever, but there was another person destined for you that was better for you. Sometimes you thought that job was the best job, but then something happened and now you got a better job. Always know that there's always something. I didn't even meant to come on here and give encouraging words, but because I am nobody perfect. But I can tell you this, and I told my cousin this. Shout out to my cousin. Shout out to my cousin that always get me right and have my hair done. If you look at my picture on here, that was my birthday party last year. Let me say this and I'm out. Whatever you lose, and I didn't even know how I got to encouraging, but whatever, because nobody's perfect, but anybody can give an encouraging word. Whatever you, remember this, y'all, whatever you lose, you will gain again. And most of the time, when you gain it again, it's better than before. I told my cousin that about her car. I said, you're going to get a better car than what you got before. But you had hurt before something happened. And she got just that. Now, don't y'all go judging Queen J. Oh, say something. That's why it's better to get to know me, and that's why I'm going to do that interview. Because one thing a lot of people don't know, especially social media people, that I could be a whole nother person that could, I just have something about me that I keep hidden. What I just did, I keep that hidden. It was meant for me to say that, and I'm not going to delete this episode because somebody is going to listen to this and hear the last 10 minutes of this episode. You can email me at queenj256@yahoo.com. I check that email pretty often, as long as there's nothing negative. But remember, whatever you lose, you will gain again. When you do one step, there will be a second step made for you. I was severely depressed last night. I don't even know how I got to encouraging words. I think I'm going to start doing encouraging words by Queen J. I was severely depressed last night. Y'all know I call myself a loner. I don't know why I do that because people be want to deal pain with me. Like, y'all, everybody that know me personally, remember I always say, y'all, it ain't about no social media stuff. I'm talking about people that know me personally, people I see on a day-to-day basis. They don't like when I'm quiet. My pastor was like that. My good dad is like that. When I'm quiet, they don't like that. They know if I'm quiet, something is up. So nobody can tell me it's something, it's nothing good about me. I do have some good points. I wonder why I won't talk to them, why I'm not coming around, why I'm quiet. I have some good points about myself. So never think you're a bad person. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody does wrong things. Just because I don't tell everything that I do wrong doesn't mean I don't know it was wrong. PSA. I just don't have to let certain people know it's wrong. But I can go to God and talk to him about it and let him know. I knew I did this person this way. I knew I did this person that way. And he will forgive me. But see, one thing about it, if you really believe in the Lord, he will forgive you. Because there's someone right now, personally, that I see, that I be around, they might go to their house every day, that I need to talk to today. If I don't talk to them today, I'm definitely going to talk to them next weekend. But I need to soon talk to them because I know in a certain situation I was wrong. So like I said, if it don't happen today, it's going to happen this weekend. But one thing about it, I love the people that give me encouraging words. Because the people that give me encouraging words, they go fuss at me, but they can also tell me the truth. And I appreciate anybody that has done that. Even if you don't deal with me or fuck with me no more, I still appreciate any encouraging word that was ever given to me. Because one thing about it, when encouraging words come to me, they stick with me for life. They never leave. They stick with me for life. All right, y'all, so my time is winding down. I just hope that last 10 minutes, somebody hear that episode. If you do and it helped you, please email me at queenj256@yahoo.com. Sometimes I do think I get on here and just talk, and nobody's listening, but it's all right. So I hope y'all have a wonderful Saturday. I might come back later because I might be a little late. Y'all know it's my downtown Saturday, so don't judge me. Hope y'all have a wonderful Saturday. Have peaceful vibes. And remember, trouble don't last always. Remember, I don't know what happened, y'all. I just got into encouraging words. Let me go. Peace out.